This is Foresight. A program on how to worship Allah. Today's tip, what is the importance of niyyah, our intention, and ikhlas, our sincerity, in the ubudiyyah, servitude of Allah? Now the Holy Quran in Surah Maryam, that is chapter number 19, verse number 96, the Holy Quran states, indeed those who have faith and do righteous deeds, the All-Beneficent will endear them to His creation. And so if someone works sincerely for the sake of Allah, Allah will compensate his sincerity in a manner beyond his expectations. Imam Khomeini staged an uprising for the sake of Allah. He was banished and endured so many sufferings prior to the victory of the Islamic Revolution. Allah also, therefore, drew the hearts of millions of people towards Imam Khomeini. And so when he came back to Iran after more than a decade of banishment, millions of people welcomed him, and when he passed away, tens of millions of people participated in his burial ceremony. Within 40 days, the people built his shrine and courtyard, and from the farthest points in the country, they came to Tehran on foot to pay homage to Imam Khomeini, all because his works were sincerely for the sake of Allah. His intention was for the sake of Allah. In this episode, we invite you to listen to the English translation of a short speech by the late Ayatollah Agha Mujtaba Tahrani.
خداوند روی همون رحمت و لطفی که به بنده اش داره.
Allah shows His mercy and elegance to all of His servants, even those servants who recognize the presence of Him in their lives but have shortcomings in their du'as and their manner of connection with Allah.
حرفای منو خوب گوش کن. میدونه این بنده اصل خدا.
Listen to my words carefully. Allah knows this servant believes in Him, but has some defects in his supplications. Now what are these defects? The defect is when the servant thinks a person or entity other than Allah can help him. Allah helps such kind of servants.
این بنده ها رو کمکشون میکنه یا الله.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah.
Welcome back, dear listeners. Now, in continuation to our discussion, we talked about intention and sincerity when it comes to our ubudiyah of Allah. Now, of course, hand in hand with intention comes the attribute of sincerity. And so all acts of worship must be done with the intention of seeking nearness, qurba, to Allah. And if a part of them is for the sake of other than Allah, they all become invalid. For example, if one of the obligatory acts in prayer is done for the sake of other than Allah, the entire prayer becomes invalid, batil. If one of the mustahab, the recommended acts, is also done ostentatiously with riya, showing off, or the time of worship performance at its first and best periods, or its place in the first row or in the mosque, is for the sake of other than Allah, the prayer again is invalid. And so a very interesting example, during winter, if one was to stand beside a heater so as to keep their body warm as well as to pray, this invalidates the prayer. Allah accepts an act which is pure and sincere in terms of its location and time requirements and how it should be done, its qualities and specificities, and in which no partner is associated with Allah. As we find in Surah Al-Kahf, chapter number 18, verse number 110, it says, "And not associate anyone with the worship of your Lord." And finally, in Bihar al-Anwar, of volume number 70, page 25, we find that the sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, says, "The heart is the sanctuary of Allah, so do not allow anyone to dwell therein except Allah."
Dear listeners of the program Foresight, my name is Muhammad. Today, I'd like to read to you an excerpt from Munajatul Khaifin, the Whispered Prayer of the fearful. Please stay with me.
أنا العبد الفقير وأنا أعيش وصاحب القلق نهاري دونكم ليل وليلي كله أنا العبد الفقير وأنا.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. My God, what thinkest you? Will you chastise me after my faith in you? Drive me far away after my love for you? Deprive me while I hope for your mercy and forgiveness? Forsake me while I seek sanctuary in your pardon? How could your generous face disappoint me? I wish that I know. Did my mother bear me for wretchedness? Did she nurture me for suffering? If such, then I wish that she had not borne me and had not nurtured me. I wish that I had knowledge. Have you appointed me one of the people of felicity? Have you singled me out for your nearness and neighborhood? Then would my eyes be gladdened, and in that my soul reach serenity.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. Until another episode and another great tip, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.
سبحانه أعظم والملك لا شريك له لبيك إن الحمد لك والعز لا شريك له لا إله إلا هو